There's one creator, there's one God. We just come back to the love of God and the love of our creator and forget everything else, the labels, the dogma, the constriction. I feel the world would be a really beautiful place. Speakers, they don't give enough attention to the word social.
Yes.
For me to speak at TEDx, it's one person away.
Yeah.
For me to speak in Mind Valley, it's one person away. It doesn't have to be so complicated. You don't have to cock block yourself from your own success. In the speakers I work with, there are three kind of shadows that keep them caged in their own prison. The shadow of hierarchy, thinking that I have to get to a certain level for me to speak at TEDx. And it's because we're pitting ourselves against people. So the second one, really quickly, is...
Calling in all entrepreneurs, lightworkers, starseeds who are here ready to make impact, more money on this earth, and shift to the fifth dimension. Are you ready to ascend? So guys, today's going to be full of lols. Today's going to be filled with so much humor, silliness, and also some fucking deep diving into some spirituality and into the insides of who Navdeep is. So, for those people that don't know you.
Yes.
Navdeep.
Yes, Natalie.
Who are you and what do you do here?
Hi, I'm Navdeep Pastricha, and usually I come on podcasts to make them multicultural.
Multicultural.
Wow. Yeah, and so in a nutshell, this is my 11th year speaking.
Wow.
And now I help people get stages across three continents. I book it for them.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool.
Done for you?
Done for you, service.
Done for you, service, guys.
So spicy. And it's cool. You know, my big mission is to make intuition and God mainstream.
Mm.
A lot of people have a different meaning for the word God. For me, the G stands for grace, which means loving. The O stands for omni, meaning everywhere. And the D stands for divine, meaning it's magic. And I truly feel that when we can be connected to something bigger, it's like we get to tap into a mine of gold and allow our story to unfold. And it's like all the old things that we were told we can put to the wayside and step into a version of ourselves that is more beautiful, more blissed, more blessed, and more bold.
Everyone, a round of applause, please. Round of applause.
Yeah.
So beautiful, babe.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And so today I want to ask you a few questions so that people can really get to know who you are. So tell us about your ascension journey, your spiritual essence, how you came to connect to God.
Thank you so much for asking. And you know, it's so interesting that I was praying to God before this interview, and it's really interesting. When you asked the question, it had a past tense to it. Tell us about your journey, your ascension journey. And something I've begun to realize is this journey really has a present tense to it.
Mm.
And then this is something we've talked about lots. It's an ever-evolving journey. And so, like, I feel like I'm going through a transition right now.
Mm.
You know, we unfortunately lost somebody close to both of us, somebody we know recently. And I've had people from all different seasons of my life pop up into my reality in the last 48 hours.
Mm.
And so this conversation could not be more timely. Because sometimes when I think of my relationship with God, Nat, like if I think about some of the prophets of the world, like Guru Nanak, Jesus, Krishna, Prophet Muhammad, all these other people and prophets, I really sometimes wish that we got to know who they were in their imperfection.
Mm.
I wish we got to know who they were when they were battled with doubt, when they were battled with hardship. You know what I mean? Mm. Like you and me, something I fucking love about our friendship is that, you know, you've been there like before I'm about to do something for the first time and you can feel my jitterness. I remember coming to some of your events and I remember Nelson was there. I remember we went into like a side room. We're like, holy shit, man, this is a whole new edge.
Yes.
I've had the pleasure now of mentoring 6 speakers who are millionaires, and I've seen almost every one of them cry.
Mm.
And why I'm sharing this is because I truly believe that one of the reasons God put me on earth, apart from, you know, experiencing humanity, being in a beautiful marriage, having a family, these kind of things, meeting my parents, is to help people really find the divine reflection in their imperfection. Mm. The divine reflection in their imperfection. And it's so interesting. When I went to school in Malaysia, I went to a school where we did yoga in the morning, where we did kirtan, where we chanted. And somehow, I still managed to get suspended for fighting.
Wow.
Yeah, I had no idea that, you know, God gave me a gift called Asperger's autism. Mm. I had no fucking idea. And it wasn't until a relationship breakdown like 4 years ago that this started coming online to me, that I wasn't broken. I was blessed. Mm. It didn't seem like that at first. And, you know, having Asperger's, you're quite sensitive. Mm. And it's so interesting. What I used to do is I used to help speakers who were already doing $1 million help to scale to 5 million, okay? And scale their impact. And one of my speakers, you know him, he speaks on like the quantum and chakras and spirituality. And at that point, I thought it was all a bunch of bullshit.
Mm.
I really did.
Yeah, right.
I
didn't think I knew that about you.
Actually. Really?
No, I thought you've always been into this.
I was like, what the fuck is this white guy going to teach me about chakras?
Wow.
Really?
Wild.
Really?
Up until what, 3 years ago?
2021.
Wow, 3 years ago.
Yeah. Interesting. Because listen, I went to Gurdwara or Sikh temple every Sunday and I would pray.
Yeah.
But if I went somewhere like Byron Bay, I just didn't understand what they were saying.
Right.
But anyway.
Oh, these fucking white people, what are they doing?
Yeah, what are you?
Yo, what are these guys doing? Chakras. Ooh.
Yeah. You can tell how much anger I had in me at that time, huh? Mm. I didn't know how to process it. So yeah, it was interesting. I wanted to go along to his event to build rapport with my client.
Mm.
And I found out that my parents were attending as well. And that's when my body really started to come online. It was the first time I had gotten a tickle of my clairsentience.
Mm.
Fast forward, I found out I was psychic. And yeah, it's really beautiful. Like, I have this belief that God gives us miracles through people.
Mm.
You know, like how we met. You know, we've worked together professionally before, but not everybody who we work with professionally becomes such best friends, you know? Yeah. And I believe there's a reason that God brought us into each other's lives.
Totally, babe.
And so to answer your question, I always believed in God and I had always had a relationship with God, like talking, like my big brother kind of
since
thing.
Since like a little kid, like out of the womb.
Out of the womb.
Out of the womb. God, I pray. Like how old was it when you actually started to create...
Yeah.
Relationship.
Thank you for asking. So in my childhood, yeah. I was always connected.
Yeah.
But it wasn't in a spiritual sense. It was in a cultural sense.
Right.
So we would go to temple. My parents would go in the prayer hall. I would go in a separate room and I would come out with my clothes ripped up because for 3 hours, me and the other boys would just wrestle. Yeah. So I loved religion. I loved God. I loved it all. You know?
Yeah.
And where I grew up in Malaysia, God and the universe are very similar.
Right.
It's not, yeah. So I was very surprised when I came in. But to answer your question, I was atheist for a couple of years when my grandmother passed away. I saw my mother just like have her heart teared open and I was like, come on, there can't be a God. But then I went to, you've heard of the word satsang?
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to like a 5-day camp for kirtan, Sikhism and satsang, and I just felt something.
Mm.
And that's why I was like, ooh, there's something bigger. But I didn't know that God could be such a co-creator till about 3 years ago. And then I went down the rabbit hole, developing my psychic abilities. And it was so funny, you know. My mom, she calls you the alien lady.
Does she? Hi, mom.
Yeah, hi, mom. We love you.
Hi, mom. We love you.
Yeah, in a very endearing way.
Of course.
And I think something I learned from you is... you know, the more we lean into our weirdness, the more wonder the world sees in us.
I love that. Thank you so much. And so I wanted just to touch on Sikhism. You mentioned that a few times, and obviously I, as your best friend, know what it is. And for those of you who are listening that may not know what it is or what that means, can you explain a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I'm so touched. Nobody has ever asked me that on stage. Thank you.
I love you so much. I love you so much.
Yeah, so Sikhism is a religion that came out of India.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really interesting. When it was birthed, it was a way of life, not a religion. So you would have Hindu Sikhs, you'd have Muslim Sikhs. There are even stories about Christian Sikhs.
Ooh.
Controversial.
Ah.
Yes. And so it was a multi-faith thing, which is pretty cool, right?
Mm.
And we believe there are three pillars to enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
The first being Simran, which means meditation.
Wow.
My sister's name also.
Wow.
The second, so Simran, then the second is Seva, which means service. So, you know, to be of service, to serve. So when the floods happened, like my temple prepared 15,000 meals.
Wow.
It's wild.
That's yeah. So beautiful.
Right? Mm. And mom was in was part of that and dad too. And then the last one is Sangat, which means congregation. And so we believe Simran, Seva, and Sangat. And something that's really interesting that is that in our holy scripture, it's like over 1,000 pages.
Mm.
We have authors from many faiths. But the first line ever says, Ek Onkar. Ek Onkar. And what this means is that there's one creator, there's one God. And so I've had the pleasure of praying in a church. I have the pleasure of praying in a synagogue, in a masjid or a mosque, in Byron Bay, at a circle in Guatemala, at a Sikh temple, at a Hindu mandir, you know, at a... Remember you ran a Lionsgate event when I was in Africa online?
Yeah.
I've had the pleasure of connecting with my creator in a variety of settings. And it's truly something I feel like I'm put here to spread into the world, which is that, you know, if we just come back to the love of God and the love of our creator and forget everything else, the labels, the dogma, the constriction, I feel the world would be a really beautiful place.
Mm, I love that so much. And I resonate so deeply with that. You know, if the world all started to really, truly embody the love frequency and everyone just that you came into contact with was just like love, 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 just spreading love. Imagine.
Imagine.
Imagine the vibration.
Yeah.
Imagine the downloads, the epiphanies, the fucking beautiful people and the synchronicities that have, right?
It's crazy. What? I remember sometimes once you challenged me, and I really remember it.
What did I say?
What did you say? Wait, what were we? We were hanging out at your place just before you moved out of it. We were hanging out on the couch. I think we had Guzman and Gomez.
Yum. Fucking love we Guzman. Fucking love Guzman and Gomez. It's like a thing that we do.
It's a thing. Yeah. And I was like, Nat, how do you believe in aliens?
Mm.
And you were like, Navdeep, I'll never forget what you said. You said, Navdeep, if you can believe in God, surely you can believe in aliens.
I don't remember.
Yes, because, you know, God might not be something that we can physically see, but it's a felt sense. It's something that's extraterrestrial. And so I don't think I'm so far on my journey as you are in regards to my relationship with aliens. But I remember you saying that. I was like, shit, man.
Wow.
And why am I saying this? It's because sometimes when I speak to people of different faiths, they can be like, how can you believe that? How can you believe that? Where's the proof? Where's the evidence?
Mm.
But if we boil back down to all of it, it's all a felt sense.
Yes.
Every religion will tell you that there's tangible data and proof.
Yes.
But it's all from a place of like confirmation bias. Mm.
And it all comes down to their belief, right?
Yeah.
And whatever you choose to believe is whatever then you see, you feel, you hear. And then it's what comes into contact with you because it's the vibration of it, right?
Yeah.
So awesome. Thank you.
My pleasure.
I forgot that I said that.
Yeah. It's stuck with me ever since.
Wow. I love that. You're a coach that is wanting to hit 10K months consistently. You're wanting to learn the energetics, the mindset, and the mission statement of what you're here to bring into humanity. If you're wanting to learn the strategies, the systems of how I've been able to hold $1 million business in my second year, babes, I have got something juicy for you. I have created a business and spiritual container called Unity Consciousness for the purpose of allowing you to access your innate gifts, to help you level up in your business and help you make consistent cash flow that you can then go out and live your most joyous freedom lifestyle. If you would like to find out more, click on the link down below. So my next question to you, Navdeep, is in regards to your speaking career.
Oh yeah.
You mentioned that that was 11 years ago when you first started.
Yeah.
So tell people a little bit about your journey of when you first started to become a speaker to the man that you are today, helping other leaders get on stage all around the world.
Sure. Thank you for that question. So in the beginning.
Oh, in the beginning of time.
I'm tuning into what will be most relevant and useful. Otherwise, we'll be here for 11 years when I tell the story, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it all started out, you know, I'm sure you heard of somebody called Tony Robbins.
Tony.
Tony.
Make your move.
Ooh. Yeah, you know, I had the pleasure of meeting him 6 months ago and having a conversation and I got to thank him because 11 years ago, my family sent me to like this youth leadership camp, which had a silent bracket. Send your kids here if they're going through a fucking hard time.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
And I was one of those kids.
Of course.
I was 16. I didn't know I was 16. I didn't know I had Asperger's. I had a past of like self-harm and like I didn't know how to socialize with people. So one of the things of having Asperger's is, you know, people with a normal brain are born with a certain amount of apps.
Mm.
And I was born without some of those apps.
Mm.
And with different apps. And some of the apps I was born without was how to socialize, how to make friends. And so can you imagine being so isolated that you feel like you have to cut yourself to escape?
Wow.
It's fucking hectic. And I remember I went to this Tony Robbins seminar and I saw him do an intervention. An intervention, for those of y'all who are not sure, is when, you know, he'll pick somebody from the crowd and help them overcome something very deep in front of 5,000 people.
So cool.
I thought it was magic.
Yeah.
You know, my level 2 came, the magic, the drive. Oh my gosh. And I just became obsessed. And so I kept going back to these camps as an alumni. And people would come talk to me, like gang members, rape victims, people going through a hard time. And remember I said I was born without apps?
Mm.
And so one of the apps I was born without was how to communicate compassionately.
Mm.
So I would feel compassion and I would feel empathy, but I would not necessarily communicate it in the traditional way.
Right.
And so somebody would be like, yo, my life feels so fucking shit. And I would say, is it like diarrhea or hard shit?
Yeah, right. Okay.
And the pattern would break completely. And so like these people with really traumatic passes would come to me and I'd just like not talk down to them, not talk up to them, just be level with them, you know, and break their pattern and help them come up with a new life story, which is really fucking cool, right?
So cool.
And yeah, then I was like, how do I do this in groups? How do I do this on stage and so on and so forth?
Mm.
And yeah, it was really interesting because I've been speaking for 11 years, but for the first 6 years, I didn't back myself to the stage, but I did it full time.
Yeah.
So I did things on the side. I was a guitar teacher. I sold software. I was in marketing. And all these crazy things, right? Because so many times when people are in a point of transition, at least what I've learned, is we have this thing called embedded hierarchy.
Mm.
Embedded hierarchy. And when I was born that, I was not born with the app of hierarchy.
Right.
And so I didn't understand that speaking on TEDx was this impossible thing.
Right.
It didn't occur to me. Like I was the guy who, you know, I'll be frank. I remember going to an event, the second event I ever went to after Tony Robbins. Tony set up high bar. And the second event I ever went to, it was just a pitch fest. And I was 17 and there were 3,000 people. And I went up to the speaker in the lunchtime. I said, bro, you really wasted our time.
Well.
Wow.
You were just honest with them. Yeah.
Because I had no idea about hierarchy.
Right.
I had no idea about social norms. And so I did my TEDx talk when I was 19.
I know. So amazing.
Thank you. And so why am I sharing this? Is because something I've realized in the speakers I work with is that there are three kind of shadows that keep them caged in their own prison. You cool if I share those?
Great.
Go yeah. ahead. So the first one is the shadow of hierarchy, thinking that I have to get to a certain level for me to speak at TEDx. I have to get a certain level for me to speak at the United Nations, right? And it's because we're pitting ourselves against people. I started pitting myself when I joined the coaching industry.
Wow. How crazy. You hadn't beforehand?
Not as much.
Wow.
Because when I joined the coaching industry, I only joined in 2020 because up to that I was a speaker.
Right.
I'd go on tour, speak conferences in 2017. Before I knew what coaching really was, I spoke in person every 3 to 4 days.
Wow.
Wild, eh? Mm. And then I joined the coaching industry and people are like, oh, they're a 6-figure coach. They're a 7-figure coach.
Right, instead of fully labeling the hierarchy. Yes! Right.
I was like, what? This person coached this person. That person coached that person. And I was like, what the fuck is this? But I bought into it.
Right.
You know, at first I pedestaled myself. I was like, I'm fucking king of the world. I've spoken to all these places. And then I pitted myself. Oh my gosh, but I haven't hit this milestone. I haven't bought that thing. And I would pit myself.
Mm.
And I find so many emerging speakers do this. Typically, the person who works with me already has a foundation of success.
Mm.
So, you know, a client, Ash, she did her TEDx talk yesterday.
Yeah.
Which is so exciting. Yeah. She was already the national sales manager at L'Oreal.
Right.
So a foundation of success. If you think of when we connected, you already had a sensational history in sales. Remember the shoe?
Yeah.
Right? And so it's so interesting when people come to me, they typically have a foundation of success, but when they're making a transition into their bigger game, into their bigger purpose, they somehow put themselves in a hierarchy.
Mm.
And I never understood this. So there are three main shadows that many speakers face, and that's definitely the first one.
Yeah, right. So just really quickly then, what are the next two?
The open loop. So the second one, really quickly, is the second one would have to do with imperfection.
Mm-hmm.
So people feel like they need to be perfect before they are on the world's biggest stages. Yes. But like you were so sweet before our conversation today. If everybody listening at home, Nat, she could feel my energy because we're besties. And she said, Navdeep, are you okay? I said, I'm reflective. She said, are you okay? And the fact is, this morning, I was not okay. The last time I cried was last night.
Mm.
And does part of me feel like a fraud? Yes. But part of me also wishes that I knew the bad days of our prophets.
Mm.
I knew the bad days of our spiritual leaders. Makes sense?
Yes.
And so many...
So you want to bring those to light.
Yes!
You want to be normal. You want to be honest. You want to be open. Yeah. I love sharing that on my Instagram too. I love being like, fuck, this is actually going on for me, guys. This is actually what's coming up for me right now.
Yeah.
Because I actually truly see so many leaders not embody that.
Crazy.
Yeah. They only show people the snippets of what's really going well for them.
It's crazy.
Which is great because we do want to motivate people there. However, what if it's the opposite side of like, hey, this is actually what's coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
So, you know, something I'm doing in right now is I'm calling in my wife.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. Beautiful.
So if anybody's watching this, all right?
And if anybody's interested, he is single and he is incredible and I will vouch for this man through and through.
Thank you so much. You know, you have a similar cultural background, similar age. I'm 27 years old. You're into personal development and spiritual growth. Hit me up.
He's the man.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And God, you know, we were listening to some, I was into a podcast yesterday and it was saying love needs space.
Oh my God. Okay. This is exactly what I'm moving through at the moment.
Yes.
Like being in this new house. So guys, for those of you who don't know, I've moved into my new house and Navdeep asked me before, how's the new house? And I said to him, it's spacious, didn't I? I literally said, it's spacious. Yeah, babe. Because what I'm noticing is I feel like the reason the universe has actually taken me down to New South Wales where there's no one. I don't know no one. I'm on a 5-acre property. Literally, my ceiling is so big. My super king bed is so fucking big, Navdeep. I feel so much spaciousness. Like, my bathroom is 2 or 3 times the size of this room that we're in right now.
Damn.
It is so fucking big. And even when I look outside when I'm taking a shit, literally, there is so much space. And I feel spacious.
Wow.
And I know that my man will come in so easily because I've got the spaciousness. And the download dropped in yesterday when I was like, I've got so much spaciousness. Ah, my man will come in soon.
That's lovely.
Isn't that interesting?
That's interesting. Yeah.
There you go.
And so there's physical space, there's time space, there's energetic space.
Yeah.
And so, you know, right now, there are things that are energetically being cleared for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is a process in itself, you know?
Yeah, totally.
And fuck yo, somebody we both know passed away like very recently, like very, very recently. And it's really got me thinking like, where are the areas in my life where I have this saying, which is one day, no way.
Yeah.
One day, no way. So many people come to me, Nat, and they say, I want to do a TEDx talk. I want to speak across the world. I want to have a book published by Hay House.
Yeah.
I want to do all these things. And it's like a one day thing. And so something I adopted moons ago was one day, no way.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. And this passing, this death has really made me think, where can I be more congruent with that?
Yes. Oh, I love that. Thank you.
Thanks.
And what's the third thing? So the first thing is
hierarchy.
The second thing is imperfection. So what's the third?
Oh yeah. So the third. This one is so fucking exciting.
Tell me.
Okay.
Ready.
Literally. So when we think of the word social media, social media, I have no shame in saying that when it comes to media, you are like a master.
Thank you.
I truly mean it.
Thank you.
I truly mean it. If you guys want to learn social media, she's a lady to go to.
Thank you, babe.
Bada bing, bada boom. Okay, cool.
And I'm also very social on social media, right?
Exactly.
Mm.
And the shadow that people speakers is they don't give enough attention to the word social.
Yes.
Because my whole thing was for me to speak at TEDx, it's one person away.
Yeah.
For me to speak at Mindvalley, it's one person away.
Totally.
TEDx, United Nations, Mindvalley, I got none of them from applying. They were all referrals. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
And so it doesn't have to be so complicated. You don't have to cock block yourself from your own success. It's all about how do you build relationships with the right people where it's truly win-win.
Yep.
And so people think that they have to wait 10 years to speak on TEDx. I'm like, actually, we'll get you there in 30 days.
So beautiful. See, guys, this is the power of the network, the people that you know, literally. I love this. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So I spent the last decade of my life mastering the social part, regardless of the medium, the media.
Babes, are you wanting to fucking build an empire and be an embodied millionaire? Okay, I've got you. The Oracle is a 12-month mastermind full of women that are already peaking at 15, 20, 30K months and are wanting to fully embody the codes of the millionaire. This 12-month mastermind is nothing like I've ever done before. There is 3 retreats that'll be all around Australia. You get in-person events 3 times a year, plus access to my Light Codes practitioner training, as well as chickens and a dashboard every Tuesday and every second Thursday a training. This is for the boss babes that are wanting to build their fucking empires, that are fully pioneering movements. If this is speaking to your soul and you know you want to be called forward into a higher realm of intuition, of dedication and full devotion to your mission, the link will be down below. One thing I know that you're so deeply passionate about, one thing that I know is your gift on this earth is to help really build people into allowing them to see and tap into their intuition. And so would you be open right now on the podcast to actually pray for some people, for everyone actually, to be able to channel right now on this podcast? Would you be open to that?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Because you're so right, Nat. Like, you know, I primarily do a done for you service where I book people on stages across 3 continents and get them on TEDx in person, but there's still that inner game that is so important. Mm. You know, I wish people could see them in the light in which God or your creator birthed you. Mm. So maybe I'll pray for that, huh?
Yes, I would love that.
Let's just make sure this.
So everyone listening, do you want everyone to close your eyes, take a bit deep breath in?
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Audio's okay?
Audio's great.
All right, close your eyes, put your feet on the ground, stuff in your belly, take a deep breath in. Two more. Last one, letting out an audible sigh. I'm going to use the word God, but I trust you'll use the word that resonates most with you. Dear God, thank you so much for bringing us into this space today, allowing us to lace our way into your Dharma, allowing ourselves to put across our past embarrassments, our past shame, and step into a bigger game, allowing us no longer to stay the same, to replace the side of us that is tame with a side of us that is wild, that is bold. Allowing us to cut away fast in the past, the other stories, and tap into your stories, which you were meant for our heart to beam, for our heart to be told. God, I understand that in each and every one of us, there is a mind of gold. Sometimes we just have to unfold. And remember that our soul is not young. It is very, very old. God, I ask that you give us the courage and the white light down the center of our spine. Allow us to draw a line in the sand. Allow us to walk hand in hand with you. Allow us to walk, step into our courage. Allow us to redeem our dreams. Allow us to step into a sense of refreshed courage to reappear to the world anew. Allow us to feel the succulent honeydew on our lips, to feel the strength of your voice on our tongue, to know that growth can be scary. There will be times that will be hairy, but ultimately you put us here to have fun. that we are your sons, that we are your daughters, we are everything in between. Know that we are not separate, God, that we are part of the same team. Allow our lights to beam, and even when it seems tough, even when it seems scary, even when it seems like the world is dredging and dreary, allow us to have faith. Allow us to have faith in our heart that you are there helping it beat. Allow us to know that every single person we walk and we cross paths on the street are people who we were destined to meet.
Mm.
God, I ask that even in our times of sorrow, you ask us to remember they cannot be a sweet without sour. They cannot be powerless without being in our power. They must be a strong foundation to be laid for us to build our tower in your name.
Mm.
Laigajika kalsa. Allow us to spread our message and our voice so the whole world can rejoice that today was the day that you lent in, you opened up, and you made a new choice. Aho.
Mm.
Choice.
Thank you so much. I love you with my whole heart and soul. Thank you. I'm receiving this, and I hope you beautiful people at home are fully receiving this too. Navdeep, it has been an absolute pleasure today to have a chat, to get to know you a little deeper, for my audience to get to know you a little deeper. Thank you for coming in. And for those of you who want to learn more about you, where would they find you?
Yeah, great question. And that was an autopilot response. I'm just so happy.
Yay.
I love you so much, Natalie Patterson. I love you so much. Our grandkids are going to play together.
I know.
And they're going to put on accents. Yes. So you can find me on Instagram. Either type in Navdeep, NavDeep, NavDeep. Or type in movement leaders, movement leaders. And if you send me the word Nat, if you DM me the word Nat, I have a very spicy surprise for you. It's a free training on how you can start to get booked on stages around the world.
Wow.
With this free training alone, people have booked 2 stages within 96 hours.
Wow.
Which is pretty sexy. So, but you must DM me the word Nat. You must DM me the word Nat on Instagram. And I'll send you something spicy. It's yours to keep completely free of charge. DM me the word Nat on Instagram.
Yay. Thank you so much. And with that, beautiful people, thank you so much for listening. As always, if you would like to leave a review, I would love to receive one. Go to Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Thank you so much, Illy fam, and I will see you next time. Are you wanting to break through from your current level of dimension of where you're at? If you get 5D activated, you'll get everything that you want. I have created the most comprehensive light language modality in the world. Join me January 18th, 19th, 20th in person in the Gold Coast with me and my beautiful team to help you become a light co-practitioner. This is the first light language practitioner training literally in the world. You'll be a certified light code practitioner. You'll also be a certified light code healer. We will teach you about tapping into your past lives and all about the psychic gifts that you innately have. If you would like to find out more, click on the link below or the link in my bio.